This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Entertainment Technology World. We're about to speak to Ben Fritz, who's a technology reporter for Variety. Welcome to Entertainment Technology World.
Thank you.
You write for Variety, you write for American Spectator, and for Spin Sanity?
I don't regularly write for the American Spectator. I may have had something appear in there, but I don't regularly write for them, no.
So your principal and mainly only assignment is writing for Variety?
True. I have done some political writing for Spin Sanity, but right now my main job is as a technology reporter for Variety.
Okay. Let's do a little background outside of what we're going to focus on by asking you your view on how strongly peer-to-peer networks like Napster impacted the music industry and what movie studios may have learned or not learned from that experience.
There's no doubt that Napster and the ones that came after it impacted the music industry dramatically. The effect of piracy was significant, although the music industry tried to make it seem bigger than it was to explain why their business has gone down so much.
Right.
But beyond that, it really showed that the digital distribution of music, that is, downloading music online, works, and that's what people want, that's especially young people. They want to get stuff on the Internet. And I think the movie industry is very aware both that piracy could hurt them. It's hurting them a little bit now, and it could hurt them a lot more in the future. And also that they need to be ahead of the curve and start putting their content online before people start stealing it a lot.
So they want to essentially preempt in some way, similar to what iTunes does. Is that
exactly? I think they want to get an iTunes for movies out earlier than the iTunes for music game.
Okay.
iTunes for music obviously came late.
Okay. Now, video games, from what I understand, bring in more money now than films. Are anti-piracy techniques used by video game makers effective, and are there lessons there for film studios?
Sure. Well, first of all, that's a myth.
Okay.
Video games bring in more. The video game industry as a whole gets more than theatrical box office, but that doesn't count DVDs and cable and pay-per-view and everything.
Oh, okay.
That being said, video games are copy protected, but not much stronger than DVDs. You can certainly find pirated video games online. The only difference is that it's hard to, you know, a lot of games are not made for the PC, so it's hard to pirate a game and then get it onto an Xbox, let's say.
I see.
But games that are for PC, people definitely dabble them and pirate them. The video game industry has the same problem.
Okay. The Internet and devices connected to it, both stationary and mobile, through the broadband expansion of broadband access, is becoming a powerful platform for the distribution of all types of information, including moving pictures, movies, video, television, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
What opportunities and threats does this present to studios, independent producers, above-the-line talent, below-the-line talent, and video consumers?
Sure. The threat is clearly piracy. The threat is that your content can get out of control. It can even get out of your control before it's done. Sometimes clips are pirated out and released before the movies even come out in theaters, in which case people can see stuff that's not ready or see stuff before they're even able to buy it elsewhere, which is obviously a serious problem. Because people, and that's for all the talent involved as well, people whose job it is to make intellectual property, you know, need to be compensated for that work. But the opportunities are also significant. The cost of distribution go down to very, very small when you're doing it online, especially if you take advantage of peer-to-peer technology, as opposed to, say, the cost of shipping a print of a film around the world, let's say, or shipping a DVD.
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit in terms of digital distribution to theaters. But
yeah, that, certainly that too. So there's a real business to be had there if studios are bold and can figure out the right business plans to do it.
So, focusing on the technology now, what would you say is the state of the art, either that you can talk about, or maybe if there are, you may want to hint about technologies that are in labs deep under basements in Culver City that people don't know about yet, that are being touted as possible solutions to the piracy problem.
Sure. Well, there already are services like MovieLink and CinemaNow where you can rent movies online, essentially. You can download a movie and that you have for a certain amount of time.
Right.
I think it won't be too long until we start to see something like iTunes where you can buy a movie online and you own it, which would be much better for people. It's just that studios are unfortunately not as quick as they need to be. I think really the next thing coming soon that you're going to see are these downloadable movie services are moving to the television. We already have set-top boxes from SBC, the telecom company, and others, like TiVo's partnership with Netflix, where they're going to start letting you download movies from the Internet, and it'll go directly onto your television instead of your PC. That'll give you a lot of options. It'll be less expensive than renting a movie or using Netflix, and it'll be quick.
Okay, now, but for that to work, there need to be control so that only the people who own the property can get the money for it.
Exactly.
What is the state of that, especially in terms of essentially one person downloads the file and has it, and then they can distribute
it
again?
It's pretty well. It's, new technology they're coming out with is pretty well protected. It's not like the DVD, which turned out to be relatively easy to crack into.
Right.
The new technologies are doing, as long as they control it from beginning to the end, as long as they know what technology you're downloading it with and the box that you're putting it on,
right.
The technology they have now are difficult to break. They're not impossible, but I think the studios are aware that kind of like a theft in a store. You can never stop at 100%, but if they can stop at 98%, I think they'll be happy.
So overall, then, you think that pretty soon we'll see an iTunes for film.
I think you'll see you will see better and better iTunes for film, and hopefully soon you'll be able to get it on your television.
Okay. How important are encryption technologies in this, and are the ones being used now adequate to the task, or is it mainly sort of clever arrangements of who gets to access the files?
I think they're adequate now. The studios are comfortable with the technology. The question is, can you get the technology everywhere it needs to be? Because as soon as you only need one spot in the channel, let's say, from beginning to end to be unprotected.
A chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Exactly. So the question is not, do they have the technology? The question is, can they get it everywhere? Because it doesn't take very many leaks for this. The problem with the internet is, as soon as something leaks somewhere, it can be all over the world in a few days.
Now, what is it that would stop anyone from setting up a good digital camera in front of a screen where they've paid for a product and videotaping it and then putting it into the internet stream through that means?
Well, they can't. It's hard to stop you at home. I'm sorry. They can make it difficult in theater. They have a lot of technology they're putting in theaters that make it both where they can essentially see you when you're doing that, and they can do things that will interfere with your taping of it.
Right.
They're, especially with upcoming digital cinema, they're making that difficult to do. I think by the time it's been released on DVDs or downloading on the internet at home, the thought is that rather than getting something that's been taped off a TV, which isn't going to look good, that people are going to choose rather than to pay a few dollars and get a high-quality copy.
In other words, the marginal savings of getting a pirated copy is so small, and the quality differences are so big that people are, just the free market forces are going to keep people from doing that once it's in the general circulation.
By the time it's on DVD or being downloaded on the internet,
okay.
That's true.
What about, and how does it fit into this whole picture, the digital delivery of films to theaters for distribution on big screens?
Yep.
Where is that stand right now?
They're finishing up what they would call the specifications, which are the technology that everybody agrees on will be the standards.
Right.
And they're very eager for it because it'll be much cheaper to distribute the movies. You don't have to print film anymore. But also, it'll be much harder to camcorder movies. One of the big problems of piracy is somebody goes into a theater right now and sneaks in a little video camera, films it, and then it's on the streets within a day after it opens. And with digital projection, you can put watermarks and various things into the film that make it both difficult to tape, and if you do tape it, they can tell where it was taped and when, and makes it easier to track down the problem.
So not only will they save the money on the distribution, but it'll make it harder to pirate it.
Exactly.
Okay. What kind of... Is the structure pretty much in place now, apart from these concerns about security, to distribute video anywhere, anytime, once it's produced, it's ready to go worldwide in an hour?
The technology exists, but the business models don't yet. The question for the studios is, do you release it everywhere at once? How do you control it to make sure that you're getting paid the right amount at the right time? Right now you have this business model where you release it in theaters, a few months later it might go on DVD, then it'll be on pay-per-view, etc. If something can go on the internet and go everywhere, then it's much more difficult to control that way. And the studios are not at all sure yet how to make money off of the internet.
Are the studios working together on these platforms, or are they working against each other, or are there clicks that are aggregating? And
yeah, there's a mix of both. Five of the studios together own the company MovieLink, which distributes movies online, so those studios are somewhat working together. But there's also definitely been some disagreement about how to go about things there, or, for instance, upcoming high-definition DVDs, which is, another technology development. There's been disagreements about how to go about it. But, they're, on the one hand, it's good for them to work together so things move faster, but on the other hand, of course, you want to have competition so consumers have choices.
Okay, now, we've been talking essentially about the technical and security aspects of all this.
Yeah.
What about the possible impact on the studio system itself as it exists, with given the ability now of independent producers to piggyback onto the same infrastructure, mm-hmm. and essentially say, I've got $10,000, I've got the camera, I've got the cast, I've put together, I've edited it on Avid that's cheap and so on. I produced a film, and I'm going to put it on my server here, and I'm going to advertise it and go on my own talk shows and do what I can to publicize it. Is it likely that that's going to undermine the hegemony of the studios, or does the fact that they have a lot of money, a lot of talent, a lot of brand recognition going to prevent that?
I think, I mean, it's definitely going to impact them. I mean, there's no question that people still love their stars and they love big action movies, and only studios can make movies like that. And they also, you know, if you want to talk about the really high quality filmmakers, often, you know, the best of the best are coming out of film festivals and stuff. Often you might still get them through studio specialty divisions. But what we've already seen in the music world is a lot of independent bands that have trouble getting on labels just go online, and they use peer-to-peer services to promote themselves and put themselves online heavily. And there have been success stories, and I have no doubt that we'll see in the future, we will see independent filmmakers who do the same thing.
Okay. Does this mean some kind of a even greater blending or a blurring of lines among television and film and the different means of delivery, from little wristwatch TVs mm-hmm. to huge screens? Is that going to mean what's this new technology going to mean in terms of the creative process and the consuming process?
In terms of the creative process, I don't think it can ultimately change the basic facts of what it takes to make a good film or a good TV show, and I hope people don't think it will. I mean, I think that can be a problem when you think technology can sort of be an excuse for good filmmaking, and it just isn't. That being said, the consuming process will be different because you as a consumer will not sort of have to sit there and wait for the way that TV networks want to schedule or the way that the movie studios want to put things out. You will be much more in control of what you get, when, and where.
Right, and will that factor back in so that the people, the consumer's ability to get whatever they want as soon as they know it exists, is that going to filter back into the creative process and the production process?
Well, in terms of the business decisions they make, absolutely. I mean, it makes it much harder to have something weak. You know, the way right now you can have, like, a weak show that might be on between, say, I guess this isn't on anymore, but between, like, say, Survivor and, I don't know, on Without a Trace. The show in between them, could be weak, and people are sort of watching it because they're on CBS. But in the future, everybody has a TiVo or something, and they watch that show when they want to watch it.
Right.
Nobody's going to kind of just stay on a channel for convenience sake, for instance.
So product will have to stand or fall on its own merits.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a promising development. I want to thank you for talking to us, and we'll watch for these developments as they move into place.
Sure, it was my pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.